anime. This is it.
Bruh, we blasted through 5 episodes.
Yes, this is the final installment of the Code Geass Anime Club. And today we're going through episodes 21, 22, 23, 24, and final.
It all kind of comes together, but yes, we'll get there. How do you want to tackle it? Do you want to go episode by episode like we do normally?
I think so, just because it'll be easier to space out.
Yeah.
So episode 21, The Ragnarok Connection.
I have so many issues with the storyline.
So a lot of things happen in this episode.
And they all don't matter.
Yes.
There's like one fact that little bit matters.
So basically, Lelouch is stuck in the... What do you want to call
it? In the Ragnarok. That's where they are.
Yeah, in the Ragnarok with his pops.
Yeah.
At this point, his mom, through the body of Anya,
yeah,
comes into the
Ragnarok world. Because the Ragnarok world is a world where spirits can exist.
Exactly. Soon then followed by Suzak and Situ.
Yeah.
And basically, the whole episode is the Emperor and his wife revealing that their master plan,
yeah,
is to reset the world. So, or basically erase what is there and just leave it in a constant state of peace, of okay, nothingness, mm-hmm, where every soul becomes the one soul.
Yeah, you are the consciousness, and basically it's like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Everyone can read what you are.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone knows that what kind of person you are, and there's no secrets. There's, yeah, no growth. It's just everyone is.
Yeah, everyone exists, and that is it. There is no, nothing can happen. Like, you are just here. And it is like this super high concept strategy that almost shouldn't really exist in the world of Code Geass.
But they need to explain where the powers come from.
Yes. and that's where this whole thing comes into play. And it outlines that basically the ambition of the Emperor and his wife were so great that it pissed off Lelouch enough to be like, you were bad parents.
Yeah. Even his mom.
Even his mom, who he spent the majority of this trying to avenge,
yep,
turned out to be just as bad.
The thing is like, this arc feels like what the ending was originally supposed to be. The way the show was set up beforehand.
Yes.
And then, season 2, they're like, bruh, politics are so fun. Like, we don't need this supernatural shit. But they still have to explain powers.
That, and they, right, have to make it go away.
Yeah. Well, not go away, but not necessarily powers go away, but Prince Charles...
King. Emperor.
Emperor Charles. God Charles.
Yeah.
Is such,
they have to get rid of him.
Is such a threat. Yeah. Like, he's an immortal threat that wants to change the world by communicating with God.
Yes.
Like, just that on paper is like, he's the main villain.
Yeah.
Like,
we gotta stop him.
Yeah, we gotta stop him.
And Lelouch stops him.
And he stops him.
He gets a second Geass. And he commands God.
Yeah, I don't really understand how this second Geass works.
So they do explain it...
A little bit.
A little bit prior to that, actually. Like, the reason, like, it also was the fact that, like, first he has the Geass, mm-hmm, then it's permanently on.
Yes.
And then when he gets enough power, the second one materializes.
Yeah, but
and
I'm
then,
not sure.
And as he gets closer to that, basically he can then take C2's life. Like, okay, that's what it is.
Okay.
Like, when his power manifests enough, that's what it symbolizes.
That's when they can be, like, they can do the thing that Charles did, where, yeah, it's like, do you want me to be immortal?
Yes.
Yes, no.
That's what that is. He can make that decision now. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, he commands God. He's like, listen, we don't want to have,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he looks at the collective consciousness, yeah, and is like, fucking obey me, you bitch. And then God's like, all right, I guess. Like,
I guess if that's what you want to do, then that's right, what you want to do.
Let's erase all the things.
And then he erases his parents.
He erases his parents from existence because they're tied to God.
Yes.
They've abandoned their physical forms.
Yeah.
And they were going to be the rulers on high.
Yes.
And I thought that was a really cool story point.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, sure, you're doing it from the greater good.
Yeah.
But everything will only be good for you.
Yes.
Like, there will always be inequality. There will always be people who will suffer from this.
Yes.
But you guys set it up. you're the rulers of the thing, and it's not truly equal.
Yes.
Right? And that lesson that Lelouch spouts comes later in the series. But like the main thing here, I think the takeaway from the episode is that Charles geost Nunnally so that she's can't walk and can't see. And it's not that she can't see, it's that she's unable to open her eyes.
Yes. That's true. Unable to open her eyes and she's unable to walk.
Yeah.
There's also like small hints of decisions that Charles made that Lelouch kind of recognizes now that like they're like little hints of he did the things he did because he loved Lelouch, even though or like that his parents made decisions.
Yeah, if you love something, keep it at arm's length. Or some shit. Yeah,
and it's like it's one of those it's those lessons that you're like, oh, I guess I can get some empathy from that, but at the same time, nah, fuck it, like.
Yeah, Lelouch also, like, for a second, he's just like, oh, mate, he actually did love me. Yeah. But then at the other hand, he's just like, fuck you, what the fuck?
Yeah, stupid. Like, yeah, or he's like, you're making the same decisions that I'm thinking, and it's like, blah, 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 and it's like, but no, I'm gonna make...
Like, father, like, son, like, bitch.
But Lelouch is so defiant.
Yeah.
He is so defiant. He's like, he convinces himself, like, no, I'm right.
Oh, you know, fuck you, yeah. Like, I don't want to live in a world where everything is set.
Yeah.
And late, like, I'll bring this up now because late in a later episode, he brings up this really great saying.
Yeah.
In that my parents were focused on the past.
Yeah.
Right? And they saw that in the past there was great peace and whatever. And so they're trying to make everyone live in the past. The other character who we'll get to is focused on the present, the here and now. But Lelouch is focused on the future.
Yeah.
He wants people to be happy, not just now. He wants to be happy going into the forever.
Yeah. He wants people to live.
Yeah. Does he though?
He actually says But so that happens. And this is where the show steps into its final arc because we go into episode 22, Emperor Lelouch. At this point,
is this the 4D chess episode?
No. Okay. This is the one where Lelouch appears. He's like, "Yo, what up? I killed the Emperor. Therefore, I am the Emperor."
I am Lelouch V. Britannia, the 99th emperor of Britannia. And it's like, ha ha, Lelouch, very funny. No, I fucking killed my dad, you little bitch.
Which makes me the emperor. And then he looks, he's like, you will all obey me.
And he uses the geos on everyone in Britannia.
Yeah.
Like his old sisters, turns them into maids, just like people of royalty and whatever. Yeah. And he fucks them up, man. Like,
yeah, he does that.
He turns into the villain, kind of.
And at this point, it's explained in like a couple of flashback scenes or like behind the scenes moments. But it is now him and his best boy Sazak, and they are going to take on the world. It is just them two.
Suzaku has finally come to terms with like, Lelouch is right. Like the means aren't worth it.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I have to work with him, and like
he's like we have a shared goal, and I will fight for him to achieve this goal.
And now that I've accepted that I'm a fucking assassin,
yeah, he's like, I know what I must do,
yeah,
and like I must. This is my cross to bear. And blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it is just Lelouch and Sazak, and they basically clean up Britannia. They make him like a good sovereign state.
Yep.
And then at the end of this, Lelouch is like, I want to join the United Federation of the Nations.
Yeah, I want to be a part of it.
Like, let me in, guys. Mm-hmm. Let me in.
I will fully follow all of your rules.
Yeah.
And do all that shit.
Yeah. And that's what we had to the next episode.
Which is like the last politicking episode, really.
Yeah. Episode 23, Schneisel's Guys. So this episode, Lelouch is there. Mm-hmm. He's trying to make the plea for democracy.
Yeah. He's like, you guys need to vote. And you need a 2/3 majority vote in order for me to join the whatever.
Yeah.
And then the leader of China, she's all like, or not the leader of China, who is that? No, the Japan lady, the Japan princess. Yeah. She's all like, you know what? You do need a vote. It's true. Put up the walls! And they trap Lelouch in this fucking pillar so he can't geos people to vote in favor.
Yeah.
And she reveals that because of the size of his country, as soon as he joins,
he
gets majority control of the Federation.
Because that's democracy.
That's democracy.
People
everybody loves democracy. I fucking love that panel. Oh, You gotta let me borrow the Blu-rays after this so I can fucking screenshot that.
Yeah, everyone loves democracy. And basically, before they can vote, Suzak just appears out of nowhere and he just threatens them all.
Yeah, he's all like, "You put my king in a cage? Who do you think you are? I'm Britannia, bitch!" Like,
now, and he takes both guns and he just points them all.
He's got the dualies out and he's just like, "Board members, get fucked." Like,
yeah, yeah. But they are soon interrupted because Schneischel. Lucia's last remaining sibling.
Yeah, and the greatest enemy right now.
Yeah. Fucking threw a nuke at the capital of Britannia.
What's it called?
Paramount?
I think so.
Yeah. And he's also revealed that he has the fucking, like, aircraft from God.
Yeah, what is it called again? Like, the Dreadnought or some bullshit? Damocles.
Yeah, the Damocles.
It's like the Sword of Damocles. Yeah. Yeah, like, I got it. Yeah. And it's just... literally, all we got is nukes, baby. Yeah. All we got is nukes.
It's like we don't got those baby firing missiles anymore. Yeah. We just got nukes.
We got shields and nukes. What we're going to do is we're going to fly up to a certain altitude above the clouds.
Yeah.
And we're going to hit every major Britannian-owned city on the planet with nukes.
Yeah, because Schneider's plan is like, I'm going to remake the world to achieve peace.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm going to remake it to bring it back to where it is now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, he's like, and if that means that I gotta get rid of everybody for them to understand.
And it's kind of like, the thing here is, like, I love Schnitzel. I love his kind of descent into madness, because at the beginning of the series, they were in power. They were the norm.
Yeah.
And Japan wanted to bring back the norm. Yeah. Right? They wanted to bring back normal Japan. They had the Federation and everything. But now it's reversed.
Yeah.
The Britannia that is now is actually Lelouch's version of Japan.
Yeah.
And Schnitzel is now on the offensive, and they're the underdog. Yeah. So he's got this, like, no, like, because we're below, now we're still right. And it's like, no, you're a fucking sociopath. And it really shows that character of, like, people in power are fucking crazy.
Yeah. It's more or less how that rolls.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's like a cool meta narrative, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's not like really fully fleshed out. You kind of got to look at it.
Yeah, no. And that leads us into the penultimate episode 24, The Grip of Damocles.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 40 chess episode. This is just war.
And like, it's not even fighting for like 10 minutes. It's just them moving pieces back and forth, not attacking.
Yeah. It's great. It's basically Britannia and Lelouch's Britannia, which is basically him and Suzaku, versus,
and his mind controlled puppets.
Yes, versus his older brother, the United Federation, and the Black Knights. And it's so ironic just to see, like, everything that Lelouch has built up is now what it is, his enemy.
Yeah,
and it's almost kind of tragic in that sense, because like, there are moments here, like, yes, they do 40 chess and they do like a lot of like,
Move knight here, pawn to whatever.
Or just like, but it's just watching all the forces that he's built up, and they are just decimated.
Yeah, like, even so, like, his brother is still better at 4D chess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lelouch pulls some Lelouch moves. Like, he erupts a volcano to get rid of the Black Knights.
The Fuji play.
Yeah.
He erupts Mount Fuji using Sakuradite to blow up the advancing forces and just fuck them. Like, it's a cool thing.
And then it's during this fight that Mr. Schnitzel or Schneisel just starts firing the nukes at him.
It's also the first fight where they try and save main characters.
Oh, yes.
Where now, anytime someone is story relevant, they eject real fast.
Yeah, and I think, like, the only reason they save them is so they can have the scene at the very end of
with
this.
With the montage? Yeah, yeah.
No, I meant, like, with the when they're all prisoners of war.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That too, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a lot of action. It's a lot of heavy action, but it's not quite... like, a lot of cool stuff happens, but it's really all about them playing all their, like, ace. It's basically a Yu-Gi-Oh! Fight where it's like, this, you've revealed my trap card.
Yeah, and they, like, just bring up new rules that didn't exist before.
Yeah. You know, like, I didn't know that Karibo could multiply infinite times.
But he can.
Yeah.
I do infinite damage. Well, you destroy infinite Karibos. Get fucked. I'm still alive. Yeah. Nerd. Yeah.
Like, it's like, but when I bought that card in real life, he only multiplied five times.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
Yeah. It's like, it's a whole bunch of that stuff. Anyways, Lelouch ends up getting in the Damocles.
Yeah. Through some manipulation. Like, oh, that was the other bullshit where they, was it like the Freya, it like analyzes its local atmosphere and then like detonates at a certain something to do maximum damage.
Yeah.
But if you can, after launch, within, it'll launch at 19 seconds.
Yeah.
If you can like calculate the atmospheric data to match the Damocles and then pierce it 0.04 seconds before it detonates, then you can neutralize it.
Yeah.
And then Suzaku throws the fucking Evangelion spear.
Yeah, the Lance of Lung.
Yeah. And then was just like, oh, okay, we stopped it. Cool beans. Yeah, yeah. Get in the shield.
That is, we'll call that Nina's redemption.
Yeah, I guess.
But also,
Nina still sucks.
Yeah, even then, she's like, whatever.
And again, Nina doesn't suck as a character, really. She sucks as being written.
Yeah.
Like, they just tried to make her a 180 so hard because she became so important so fast.
Yeah.
Right? She was hot nothing until she's like, I made the world ender, my bad. Oopsie.
Yeah, like, I think that's the one part of the series where I just don't understand, like, was she so wrapped up in science that she lost sight of the fact of...
I think it's shown throughout the series, but she's so wrapped up in her revenge against Zero that she can't imagine her weapon being used on anybody other than a singular target.
I guess so. But like, okay, sure.
Yeah, but it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're making a nuke, you dumb bitch. Dude, collateral damage.
Yeah, I know. But so yeah, there's that. And then I guess we get to the final episode,
yeah,
which is called Re. Mm-hmm. At this point, Lelouch, he's checkmated his older brother.
Yeah. He's in the Damocles. He did a bunch of... Oh, he also, at the end of the episode, confronted Nunnally.
Oh, is that in 24? Okay.
Yeah, in 24, he confronted her and didn't do the stuff yet. But he's like, Nunnally, what are you doing? And at the end of episode 24, she breaks her dad's Geass through sheer force of will and just opens her eyes.
Yes.
And it's just like, what are you going to do to me, brother?
She's got beautiful baby blues.
Are you really going to use the Geass on me?
Yeah.
And also the weird thing, I don't know if they changed the way they drew her at a certain point, but her opening her eyes instantly makes her not 8. Like, it's weird. Like, when she had her eyes closed, like, the way they drew her and her stature and everything, it made her feel like prepubescent.
Well, to be fair, she's not that much younger than Lelouch.
She's not, right? But that's the thing. Like, when I think of Nunnally in her like whatever, and maybe it's the fact that she's so helpless, right, she feels like single digits in age, but then when her eyes are open, like, her hair gets like more wavy and like she has more adult features, and it's like, oh, she's a late teenager now.
Well, to be fair, throughout this whole couple of episodes, she's been murdering folks.
True fact. She's been pressing that fucking button, launching nukes.
Yeah, she's just been murdering folks.
To get to a peaceful world, I must nuke the world. Yeah. Like,
So yeah, sorry, at this point, Lelouch plays like this, the ultimate, like, Lelouch does a lot of things he's done throughout the series to basically capture his brother.
Yep.
Like, he does the video trick.
Oh, yeah, he reuses a lot of things.
Yeah, so it's like, so it never feels like everything Lelouch does in these final moments, they never feel cheap because you're like, he's done all this through the show.
There's a couple things where it's like, I think the video one was a little cheap because A, he has done it before, but also, like, his brother has outsmarted him on, like, every fucking level. So why would he fall for such a low-level play?
Yeah.
But maybe it's that whole thing in, like, fighting games where it's, like, a dumb move beats a fucking awesome move.
So. Well, he kind of explains it.
Yeah.
He's like, I know you now that, like, you never... Like, he even plays, like, you never take on a fight you know you can't lose.
And you're winning... Like, what is it? You're always willing to die for the cause. Your willingness to die is what caused you to lose.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Like, instead of going for the win, you would rather die.
Yeah. So he put up the thing, predicting his thing, and then just showed up behind Schneisel and was like, Geass, bitch, you serve me now.
Yeah. It was great. And I think he doesn't say it there, but he also says, you serve Lelouch, which means you serve Zero.
Yeah.
Like, he puts that in there.
Yeah.
At this point, we get to the final episode. Lelouch has confronted Nunnally, and Nunnally basically outlines her plan of, like, she's like, her hope for peace is very similar to Lelouch, just going about it in a slightly different way.
The means are different.
Yeah. But, like, they want the same thing in the end.
They want freedom of nations. They don't want, like, fear-mongering states, stuff like that.
Yeah, and Lelouch's like, I get it. We are on the same page, which means I can fucking do this then.
And he fucking Gyasa's his sister, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it's like, we just watched 50 episodes of this guy making every move for the sake of his sister. And his one card he shouldn't do is to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
He does it.
And this brings the downfall of Lelouch. This is the start. Or I guess, like, it maybe started earlier.
I think it started way earlier.
Maybe the line was, like, slowly coming down.
Yeah.
But this is the exponential drop in, like, Lelouch's character and his appeal to the people.
I don't know. I think his appeal to the people was lost at when he became emperor.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot how, like, they do the time skip. I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, like, when he becomes emperor, like, like, his whole plan was to become this dictator.
Yeah, that's fair. That's right. I forgot about that.
So he basically gets the detonator from Nunnally. It's like, thanks, Nunnally.
Yeah, thank you. You did it.
But he does it, and he puts on his, like, evil face.
Oh, no, like, he says thanks, Nunnally, while she's still Gyasd and smiles. But as soon as she becomes un-Gyasd,
then he's just like, he puts that face on.
I am... the winner!
And he walks away. Nunnally comes and
rolls after her.
Tries to walk down
the stairs. Throws her body down the stairs, yeah.
And he doesn't even look back.
Yeah, he's just like, I got it. I'm good. Peace out.
Yeah.
How could you be so cruel, brother?
And then we skip to the Suzaku Colin fight.
Which is just a fucking draw.
Yeah. It is the best mecha fight in the series, but it is a draw.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how they write it. They're like, listen, Suzaku plus... I cannot die mode.
That's real cool. Where he takes his power and he uses it as a superpower.
Yeah.
Like, he can turn it on.
Yeah. Right? He's like, I need to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it's mech power and skill versus survivability, right? And loyalty, really. And it's a stalemate. They both kind of get fucked.
Yeah. Although it is framed as Suzak loses and dies. Yeah,
he gets blown the fuck up. But in true Code Geass fashion, they don't show him dying, so he's probably alive.
Yes. And at this point, Lelouch is the winner.
He won. He won the war. He goes on national television, worldwide television, stands on a map of the globe, and says, Schneisel has decided to follow me and serve under me. I command thee of, like, Lelouch V. Britannia commands thee the world to follow me. Yeah. And he becomes the evil dictator that he didn't want to be.
Yeah. And then that's when it skips to the final scene of the series.
We see some remnants of the Japanese force.
Yeah. We see all of that. There's a parade for the emperor. Because he's won.
And he's showing off his slaves.
Yeah, oh my god. Every character we've come to know and like...
Other than the people who escaped to join some new fucking faction.
Yeah, like Cordelia.
Yeah, Cordelia and Ogi and all them.
Well, Ogi's captured.
Is Ogi captured?
Yeah, because...
Oh no, Ogi's pregnant wife is...
Valletta.
Valletta, yeah.
But, well, we also see the return of Guilford.
Oh, that's very end, though. That's very end.
Yeah. And, so there's a parade going on.
He's like, check out the spoils of my war.
Yeah, like, look at all these
people I captured.
They could beat me.
Yeah. LOL, wrecked nerds.
Look at this. He has Schneisel, like, basically BDSM as, like, a trophy.
Yeah, and he's in gold. Like, everyone else is in silver chains, and he's in gold chains.
Yeah, and then he has his sister just lying there at the base of his stair.
Not chained up because she can't walk.
Yeah. And, like, it's basically a parade float, and he's at the top of this throne, and he's just chilling, like, I'm the big bad boss now.
Everyone look at me. I am the fucking winner.
Yeah, and the whole world is like, this is not right. Like, this is not how it should be. Like,
yeah, he promised us one thing and then became what we expect.
Like, yeah, he became the tyrant that he said that he was here to destroy.
Like, we are technically under one nation, but he's still a dictator.
Yeah, and then the final surprise, Zero shows up.
I'm sorry, what?
Zero.
But Lelouch is on the float.
But Zero showed up.
And then he starts running. And I'm like, bitch, that ain't Lelouch.
So yeah, when he does the cross to dodge the bullet, yeah. It's like, oh yes.
I know who this is.
Yes. It's our main. Like, he just didn't spin kick anybody.
Yeah, true.
But it was,
that would have given it away.
Yeah, it was cute though when, like, Orange-kun is there. And tries,
I'll
he's
kill
like,
him.
I'm gonna stop him.
And then he jumps and he's like, go. Let the plan.
Yeah.
Our true king deserves this. Like, yeah. This is part of his plan or whatever. Yeah.
And then as Zero is going up towards the stairs, like, it flashes back to, like, the ultimate bromance scenes.
And they're just like, he's like, hey, listen, so what's going to happen now is that I have painted myself to be the ultimate villain.
Yes.
And I can trust you to rule in my stead.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? He's like, bro, you're going to kill me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the perfect and only way
the show could end.
Yeah.
At this point, dude, Suzaku is presumed dead.
Yes, because he exploded, air quotes,
yes,
in the Gundam.
Yeah. And it's just the way, like, their dialogue and their back and forth is actually just really well put together, and it's one of those moments where you're like, this is what everything Lelouch fought for, and it all comes together. Like, it's, I don't want to say it comes together with a nice little perfect bow, because, like, the ending of his story is not ideal. He dies.
I think it's definitely ideal for what he wanted the world to be.
Oh, I know, but it's not one of those stories where it's like, oh, everything.
Oh, for, like, the viewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not happy-go-lucky, but it's, it totally redeems the writing that I had issues with in the past couple episodes, which is, like, again, everyone has, like, 20,000 chess IQ.
Yeah.
But the only reason to, or the only way for them to get out of the stalemate is to make them dumb for one decision.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you're right. The whole back and forth between them just being like, I know we had our differences and whatever, like, but we gotta do this because this is for what we fought for.
Yeah. And, like, even the way Lelouch is like, you're gonna rule and that's your curse.
Yeah. And that's your curse. Like, yeah.
Like, that's on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Like,
and fucking stabs him.
Yeah.
Through the heart. Just goes
with
for
the
it.
Biggest fucking sword.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, like, just to tip it. He's like, we're going to the hilt, baby.
We're going. And then he Lelouch smiles, touches his bro, and he's like, listen.
Fucking blood on his helmet.
Yeah, blood on his helmet. He's like, thank you, whatever, like, all this stuff. Slides down.
I know. Suzek is crying under the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slides down to his sister, and his sister, like, notices the smile on his face.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, fuck.
It clicks in her head.
Everything up until now has been for me.
Yeah.
This has been it. Like, all I wanted to do was spend time with you, and that would have been enough.
Yeah. But it's like, but she's like, oh, you gave me the peace that I wanted.
Yeah.
At the cost of your life. And it's just like.
And it's the, like, the way the story ends is, I mentioned it already to you just when we were watching it. It's what every superhero villain wants to do.
Yeah.
They all think that the current world is so fucked and the only way to correct it is to erase it.
Yes.
Right? We need to start fresh, start anew, know what didn't work from before, but basically demolish the established system and create a new one from the ground up.
Yeah.
And then the hero comes in and he's all like, you can't sacrifice lives. That's not the right way. Don't do it. Whatever. But in this show, it's that story. But then Lelouch is like, but what if we sacrifice lives, though? Like, what if we just did it, right? And, like, yeah, they did suffer fantastic, like, great losses. But in the end, like, the means justified it. And it kind of goes against what Suzaku did and stuff like that. But he freed the world from the tyranny of Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And he freed the world of tyranny from anything. Like, it's all fair game now in the way they've set it up.
Yeah.
Like,
so yeah, and that's just the end of the story. That is Code Geass.
That's a good ass show.
Yes.
I got some complaints.
Sure.
But no show is perfect.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, like, Even in some of my favorite shows, there's some stuff that I'm just like, it's fucking boring or whatever. Mm-hmm. But again, like some of my issues with the writing of just everyone has to be 20,000 IQ.
Yeah.
The whole thing of like the whole Charles arc is just fucking thrown out the window.
Yeah.
It felt like they found a more interesting way to end the story instead of like supernatural powers, which would have been pretty cliche anyways.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah, this is a great show. I can totally see why people love it.
It's
but
awesome.
I am confused still with the fandom of what people think is the coolest parts of the show. Like, again, the Yuffie thing is not the fucking most brutal part.
No.
Yeah, not even close.
No.
It's when they fucking...
Nuke Tokyo
and kill millions of people. Like, what? What the fuck? There are certain parts of the fandom now that watching it, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of the show that are like, you know, I always feel bad, like, you know, Shirley did nothing wrong.
Like, she did not deserve any of that. It's just Rolo's a crazy bitch.
Well, remember too, like, she gets her dad killed, she gets her mind erased, and then she gets it returned.
And then she still loves him, and she's like, even in another world, I'll still love you.
And then she gets murdered!
And then she gets murdered by someone who's jealous, like a jealous ex-girlfriend, pretty much.
Yeah. It's...
She got the raw end of that on every detail.
Yeah.
And it just sucks for Shirley.
Yeah, she... like, there is no, like, happy side to her story. Like, she doesn't get anything.
The only happy side to Shirley's story is that she somehow has this fucking unbeatable spirit. That even on her deathbed, knowing that all this shit happened to her, she's still like, I'm still happy.
The other thing too, like Colin, like remember from the beginning, like her whole reason for being was to be somebody there for Zero.
Yeah.
And that's all broken for her.
Yeah.
And the series kind of ends with like, oh, there's another symbol for me.
And yeah.
Like, but she knows, it's one of those things where it's like she knows, well, it's not Zero, but it's also Zero.
It's the ideology of Zero.
Yes. Right. But yeah, I do like how like things are. I really genuinely like how everyone's kind of just shattered by the end of it.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Yeah,
it's everyone got what they needed, but not what they deserved.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
The world needs world peace. The world needs to not be run by dictators and class systems and whatever. But then on the other hand, it's like the people who fought the hardest for this freedom get none of it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of, it's like the sacrifice. But also I think there's like another underlying arc of lies. Like there's a whole thing where Prince Charles is talking to Lelouch and he's talking about like, oh, you want the truth now.
Yeah.
The man who's only lied to get to where he is. Yeah. Like, who do you think you are? You fucking hypocrite. And stuff like that. And there's so many portions of this story that if the truth was told, it would have just ended.
Yeah.
Right. Like I told my complaint against him talking to Suzaku, where it's just like, why doesn't he just tell him the truth? Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what? It happened to Yuffie.
Yeah.
But it was an accident. Yeah. Like my Geass like leveled up and I can't turn it off. Like it wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays in later of just being like, I voice recorded you and I'm going to turn everyone against you. Right?
Yeah.
And if Lelouch had told the truth there, he'd still have whatever. He'd still have his crew. He'd still have his army. Like, it doesn't get to that point that I guess it doesn't get that dramatic unless almost everything was built on lies on top of lies.
And it's basically what happened.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a lesson of just like, lies aren't going to get you anywhere that you want to be. Like, it might get you some, like, temporary success, and it might get you into an idea of what you wanted, but it's never going to be the true thing.
It's always going to end in failure.
Yeah.
And in this case, epic failure.
Yeah, epic failure in terms of Lelouch's life, but it's like, it's the monkey paw wish.
Mm.
I wish for this. Okay, you have to die then.
Okay.
It's like, all right, I guess.
I guess that's how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a very good show.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it's so popular now. I like it a lot.
Lelouch is my hero.
Is he though?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Okay, sure.
Mr. Silvertongue.
Yeah. Silvertongue, I will be the villain if the world can live on. Like, yeah. That it's in the sense he's kind of the truest hero. It's like
the ultimate sacrifice.
It's the ultimate sacrifice for the greater good. Like he does it.
Yeah, he does. Man, he commits.
He does it personally, but also like he still sinned a lot, or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, he's not a hero by conventional means.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And again, the fact that it's bittersweet, the fact that it's not a everything is tied with a bow. Yeah.
Just remember, they never destroyed that school.
They didn't. They left just the entrance
there. So that girl's still putting ticks on the wall.
Is she, though? Like, are you sure that she was there when the nuke went off? Like,
Wilson, we don't know that.
That might have been her off time. She might have put the tick on and then went shopping and then got nuked.
We don't know.
Maybe she was in the crowd when the Geass canceller went off.
We can neither confirm nor deny.
But I like to look at the bright side.
I like to look at what the show wants to tell me. She's right in that till the day she dies.
No.
No? Well. But yeah, that's it. That's it on Code Geass. And that's it for this edition of Anime Club.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over.
We've been doing this for a bit.
Yeah. Sorry, but it's over.
We gotta sit back, relax. We gotta think about another club to start up. If we want to do anime, if we want to do nostalgia.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Movie club, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm it. For now, we hope you enjoyed it.
How hard are doing riff tracks?
I don't know. I've never.
You know the whole thing of like, you watch the movie with the crowd and then you just riff on it? Because like.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea.
We'll see. I don't know. If you guys got ideas, if you guys got recommendations, send them in. We'll see. We'll take them into consideration.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. But remember, just like Fruits Baskets, we don't have to stick with it. Like, we can start an anime club. We don't have to see it through.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have to finish that shit. Okay. Until when we next watch anime.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
See ya.
Bye.